Bart. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, we are back at it again for issue 25.
And we've over got already a quarter of a century, if you look at number of episodes.
I know, we're getting there. We're getting there, aren't we? I know this episode, we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and this was sort of a last minute, hey, we should do this.
Exactly. Hey, but you and I do well with that, I think, between what you do and what I could do, you know, looking up different research and stuff. But we are going to be talking about the sun.
Yeah, it was about a month ago that we talked about the moon.
Yep.
So I figured with the eclipse happening, it should be today as the episode goes up. Different times depending on where you are, obviously. But I figured with the eclipse happening today, it's like, let's talk about the thing that's being hidden.
Yeah, so if anyone has, like, not been listening to the news, which I would not blame you for not wanting to listen to the news. But
hey, I didn't even realize it was Monday. I thought it was Tuesday, and I was going to have a really scary Monday then when I looked up at the window and saw pitch black at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
But yes, this is going to be a full eclipse, and there hasn't been one since June 8th, 1918. We've had, like, partials and different things since then, but this one's going to be a full-on eclipse. So we're going to actually see the ring of fire, I guess you can say.
Yeah, and I guess depending on where you are, it'll last a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a diagonal line right across the United States of where it's the strongest.
Yeah, I think the further south you go, I think it's Tennessee is the closest to us, you'll get a better view. I mean, you'll still get a great view, you know, here in Ohio, but it's not going to be as great as, you know, some of the southern places.
As long as you have the right glasses or you've made some yourself.
The people have been, like, losing it for a while with the glasses and the driving, and people sit back and relax. I mean, it's not like we haven't had them before.
Yeah.
I think one of the last...
But apparently, some people are selling counterfeit ones, which I can't imagine what you had to have had done in your life to the biggest thing that you've done is sell counterfeit eclipse glasses.
That's going to look amazing on your record. That is going to look amazing on your record. But hey, they're going for a lot of money. I'm like, why?
Yeah, in fact, my job, they're doing an eclipse program, and you had to register for it because they got glasses, but only a certain number of them because it was through this giant library fund, you know, somewhere across the country that they paid to give all these libraries that were having programs glasses. Mm-hmm. And it sold out. Our program sold out three times over and was still having people on the waiting list.
Wow.
To the point where staff don't even get glasses.
Wow. Because, I mean, it's like this. We've knew about this. We knew this was coming, like, how long ago?
Yeah.
So I know, like, we've got, like, so many different stories of, like, freakouts that we'll discuss a little later on, but like people, you know, freaking out about their kids being in school because I guess the time is going to be right around the time when the kids are getting out of school and all this. It's like, I remember being in school. I think I was in, it was the early 90s when we had a partial.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember being in my one class and be able to go out and we had little, you know, the little sheet of paper that we held up and we looked and, we watched, you know, we were able to look at it, went to my next class, and he was too busy gabbing. And then by the time we got back out, it was over. You know, it was, like, already almost done.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see. Anymore, it's just easier just to watch a videotape of it. It's the same thing, but we'll see.
Yeah, but it is something to be able to actually go out and see it with your own eyes.
True, true. But you know, my work. How the boss can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But, yeah. So, you ready to dive on in?
Yeah. So, we found a couple different things about the sun and the eclipse in general here. And my phone has decided to close everything for some reason.
But yeah, like, we found different folklore stuff, from that to lizard men to UFOs, different types of eclipses, because I didn't realize, I never realized that there's so many different kinds of actual eclipses.
I didn't either.
So yeah, we got a lot of really interesting information. This one, the first one that I found was solar folklore, and then of course, you know, we'll have all these up on our Facebook, so you can, you know, read them, because a couple of these are super long stories. I'll just do a little touch base on them, and you guys can go on our Facebook and read the rest of the information. But this one here, the solar folklore. For centuries, humans have attempted to explain the sun in terms of their own worldviews. The sun can be a god, a demon, a mischievous spirit, or ruthless taker of life. Whatever role it plays, most cultures have recognized the significance of the sun as prime controller of life on Earth. Although we also know, you know, some of them thought that everything evolved around the Earth, but now we know better. Everything revolves around the sun.
Absolutely.
And the Earth isn't flat. Sorry, guys, it's not flat. I think if it was, you should fall off the other end. But
well, there are still flat earthers out there.
Yes, there are. And like I said, they need to just kind of go to the end and prove it.
Yes.
Because we all know if you go from one side and just keep going, you're going to come back where you began. You're not going to fall off the earth. But yeah, with this one, it's got different stories from like North America, Australia, Mesopotamia, Judeo-Christian, different cultures, from China to Africa to Japan, Norse, Polynesian, all these different stories and different things on their views on the sun. This one here, I thought I'd read real quick. It was a short one. It's called "The Coyote and the Eagle Steal the Sun and the Moon." This is from New Mexico, Arizona. It says, "Back when it was always dark, it was always summer. Coyote and eagle went hunting. Coyote was a poor hunter because of the dark. They came to the..." I can't pronounce this one. Kachinas
or Kachinesis, yeah.
Okay, the Kachinas. A powerful people, the Kachinas had the sun and the moon in a box. After the people had gone to sleep, the two animals stole the box. At first, the eagle carried the box, but Coyote convinced his friend to let him carry it. The curious coyote opened the box, and the sun and the moon escaped and flew up to the sky. They gave light to the land, but it also took away much of the heat. Thus, now we have winter. So I thought that was kind of a cool little story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we have the sun and the moon.
Yeah. And there's so many different origin stories of things like the sun and the moon. This is actually a really good one. But yeah, it seems with so many origins, and now, of course, yes. Sorry, my phone is being stupid and I can't read.
Oh, no, you're all right. But yeah, no, I mean, I get what you're saying, that there's so many, like, the different views and stuff is so cool. You know, you get into, like, stuff like that, then you get into, you know, the science side of it.
Absolutely. In fact, and here's an article. It looks like this was from 2012, so one of the last times we had a partial eclipse. It says, here's some stories. How ye shot the sun. So, there's a Chinese mythology about it. It was in Norse gods, they were chased by wolves. This one does not give me any scientific actual information.
"The sky had not one but ten suns. Every day the solar goddess would pick up one of these suns, also her sons, with an S-O-N-S, and wheel him across the sky in her chariot. In the meantime, the other nine would play among the leaves, believed to be more than 10,000 feet tall." That's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, right here.
It looks good.
In the Norse legend, the one that you were talking about.
Yeah. It looks like, according to Norse legend, the sun goddess Sol travels through the sky and is chased by a wolf who intended to devour her. And the Norse believed that one day the sun would finally be devoured, and which is what they believe the eclipse was.
I believe there's a couple myths like that where they believe that, where that's what happened to the sun. It's being eaten by, what is it? I think one of them is a snake or something else.
Yes. And depending on if you're looking at, like, if you didn't know what was happening and you were looking up at the sky, if you stare at the sun long enough, you're going to start seeing things. And that darkness that's coming across the sky could look like anything.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that the Norse believed that foretold a huge battle of Ragnarok. That would kind of make sense. Sailing the sunboat, one of the most important deities in the Egyptian pantheon was Ra. The falcon-headed sun god. Legend had it that every day Ra captured a boat crew of gods across the sky. Captained a boat crew of gods across the sky. This boat was called
Manjet.
Is it Manjet? Boat of millions of years. Which actually is kind of interesting because, you know, estimated given that our sun is like 4.5 billion years old.
That would make perfect sense, yeah. And they probably didn't even realize when that story began to be told, you know, how accurate that really was.
Well, and that's, if you look at a lot of the myths and legends, a lot of them, you know, I know we've said in the past that it's something loosely based on real. So I find this interesting that, you know, what was thought as myth is coming to find out is actually a lot truer than expected. You got the jealous star. Do you want me to get the jealous star?
Go ahead.
Jealous star. According to a Cherokee legend, the sun long ago grew jealous of her brother, the moon, because the people of Earth always looked at her with twisted up faces and squinted eyes. While they smiled at his gentle light, the sun's daughter lived in the middle of the sky, so every day the sun stopped to visit her. Angry at the humans of their ugly expressions, the sun began using these opportunities to send down so much heat that the people began to die of fever. The humans turned to the little men, who in Cherokee legend were friendly, magical spirits who dwelled in the forest. The little men said that the sun must die, so they turned to one man. They turned one man into a rattlesnake and another one into a fearsome antlered serpent called the Utina. The rattlesnake arrived at the sun's daughter's house to wait for her arrival, but while he was waiting, the sun's daughter opened her door. The rattlesnake accidentally bit her, killing her. When the sun came to see her daughter, she discovered her dead and began to weep, flooding the earth with her tears. Desperate to please the sun and stop the weeping, the people on Earth made an attempt to rescue the dead daughter from the land of ghosts and failed, but when they returned, the sun began to weep even harder. To distract her, the people began to dance and play music until she finally became happy again. That almost sounds like a great flood, doesn't it?
It does, actually. So it looks like there's one more story on here from New Zealand that says, long ago, when the days were shorter, the hero Maui heard his brothers talking about the lack of light during the day and decided to solve the problem by taming the sun. And although his brothers were skeptical, they and their tribe helped Maui weave a net out of flax. Maui and his brothers set out to the east to find the sun's resting place. They covered the entry to the sun's caves with nets and smeared themselves with clay to protect against the sun's heat. When the sun emerged, it fought and struggled in the nets, but the brothers held firm. Maui began to beat the sun. Some stories say he had an axe, until the sun was so weakened that it could no longer race across the sky. And this is why the sun travels so slowly in the sky.
The difference, I find these stories interesting. I don't know about you. Let's see. Yes, forgive me, everyone. I've got the mutt standing in her chair barking at me. I don't know if you guys can hear her. But, let's see, what else do we have?
Well, it looks like going from folklore to what might be myth, what might not be, is more scientific ideas about the sun. It looks like every 11 years, there's a surge of solar activity creating sunspots across the sun. They end up exploding and creating massive clouds of gas that go through the solar system. So as a result, Earth winds up with a bunch of X-rays and knots of magnesium. And I guess this is what's called solar maximum.
The solar flares. Yeah, because this is the stuff that has, in the past, isn't this the waves and stuff that has taken out our electrical satellites and some of the other ones? I think, weren't they saying that we're due for something like this? Because I know we had it, I almost want to say during the 1800s or something, where it took out the telegraph lines.
Yeah, something that big.
That we're expecting, you know, something like that. We haven't had anything like that in a really long time. We've had small stuff, but nothing massive. But
no. Well, it looks like the recent episode happened in 2000, 2001, but it wasn't as big. But it did see auroras as far as Mexico and Florida.
I remember that. I remember that. They're talking about the lights.
Now, this is an older article. It says there should be it says the sun is approaching the opposite extreme of its activity cycle, the solar minimum, which it says will happen in 2006. So I didn't find any evidence whether that happened or not, but that would be interesting to look up.
Yeah, because there's really no way of actually knowing what it, you know.
No.
Even if it's going towards a certain direction, there's really no way of knowing if that's actually going to happen or not.
It looks like how in 2005, between January 15th and 20th, the sun there was a sunspot that unleashed two X-class solar flares. Like we said, as far as Arizona, but this in return peppered the moon with high energy protons that lunar astronauts had caught outside. It says, had there been any, the astronauts would have been sick. So had there been any closer to Earth, they would have all gotten sick.
So basically the moon buffered a lot of it.
Precisely. But this article has a few really nice shots that have been taken from space of the sun during these events.
Mm-hmm. I know, so I've seen some, because I mean, we all know I love my docs. My documentaries, but yeah, I've seen the ones like that where they just explodes, and the height that some of the I don't know what you want to call it, the flares and stuff is insane.
Yeah,
we've got this one here. Just gonna lightly touch about like the different suns being made, which I think we talked about that on one of the last ones. How that they think most of the suns are made with twins, and something happens to the second one. That's kind of like how this one was. You know, how they're all, birthed, basically. Like this one, it says, you know, stars, like the sun, typically form in clusters with other stars. Many clusters are spread out so that the stars drift apart, but others are denser and gravity keeps them, keeps their stars close together. Because I know that's what everyone, you know, was thinking that happened. You know, happened here, that we had a second sun, or was it another one? Another theory was Jupiter was supposed to be a sun, but it never had enough spark to turn into a sun.
No. Well, and we said too, was it Jupiter or Saturn that we were supposed to be one of their moons and went off course?
Well, one of them that they were going to send nuclear bombs in and ignite it. Originally, I think it was going to be Saturn, and they decided it should be Jupiter. That they were going to send satellites with nuclear weapons and see what happens. They want to light the fuse and see what happens. That was a theory that they might happen. I don't know. I don't know if that. I would not think that would be a good thing if they did something like that.
No.
Because Jupiter's close enough. Like, I know Jupiter's further out than what we are to the sun. But if they would light Jupiter. I mean, that would not, I don't think that would be good at all. Here's this one too. You're talking about like the photos and stuff of the sun. This one, NASA images the entire sun, far side and all. They were able to get pictures of the entire of the entirety of the sun. Right here, yeah. Every so often, the sun spits out a blob of charged subatomic particles, and occasionally they are aimed directly at the Earth. I don't know if this is the same stuff that you were just saying where the moon buffered it or not.
Yes, it might be.
Or are they just... Yeah, right here. These eruptions, known as coronal mass ejections, aren't big enough to hurt the planet physically. They're not... They're very hot, but also very... I can't even talk right now.
Insubstantial.
Yes, thank you. What they can do is fry the electronics of communication satellites, even put astronauts in danger of radiation overdose. This is like what happened, we were just saying, in the 1800s that took out the, you know, took out the stuff. Now, can you imagine if what that would happen if we got a big dose of that? What would that do here?
Might be.
I mean, I think we would take out, it would take out, I mean, it would take out, well, what was it? Not that, how many years ago? Was it 12 years ago that we had the blackout and it like blacked out most of with the East Coast?
Yep.
So can you imagine if that would hit, that would take out everything. But I mean, I think we're due for something like that. I mean, Bart, I guess you're right. I guess with the direction everything's going to go, who knows what we're going to end up with. The sun's going to blow us up, or we're just going to have a beautiful World War III.
Is the sun going to blow us up, or are we going to blow ourselves up?
Well, we already know, you know, getting into that with the, you know, the whole nuclear, it's already in our, it's in everything. You know, everyone thinks it's going to be a bomb, but do you ever think that the nuclear is just going to be a slow, what, poisoning, basically?
Yeah.
That's what's happening right now. I don't think anyone even realizes it. That's why we'll not go to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we are due for that. I really do. We are due for a big an eruption. But yeah, talking about this one, we're talking about the different types of eclipses.
Yeah, and there were actually four types of solar eclipses altogether. And the one, the partial eclipse, we've had those several times in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. This one here, I remember, it would have been 90, was it 94? It had to have been.
I would have been in elementary school at that point, so that would make sense. Because that would have been a good time for them to show us how to make the pinpoint boxes.
Mm-hmm. Which for me, this, I would have been in middle school, and this, because I was thinking I was in high school when it hit, and I was talking to Ken, and we figured out, no, it would have been, so this would have been the one in 94 that I would have seen. Yeah, this is an annular eclipse. Occurs when the sun's center is covered by the moon, leaves it edges left uncovered, producing a ringer of the sun around it. So I thought that's what we were getting this time around, but I guess not.
No, we're getting a total.
Which is the next
one. A total eclipse is what's supposed to happen today. In which, in its orbit, the moon passes between the sun and the earth, where it's also quite closer to the Earth. So the moon is actually closer to us than the sun is at that point.
Mm-hmm. Now looking, we'll have all this up. The diagrams on this page is really cool. It shows the moon moving over the sun and stuff, but it also shows what it'll actually look like. So this one's really going to be, well, I guess this one's not going to be a full ring of fire. Well, I guess it would be. It depends what you consider.
No, it will be. It will be, but it won't be at first.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where you are, if it lasts longer, you're going to get to see more of this.
And
because of how it's supposed to align itself, that is supposed to be, you know, even a small ring of fire.
Mm-hmm. The next one we have is a hybrid eclipse. It's a fairly rare event. A hybrid is one which is, it's similar, well, it's basically, it's similar to both of them. By observers in one part of the Earth and at the same time is seen as a total I think this is what some of the ones where if you go further south, like Mexico, they had the total eclipse, but we only had like a partial.
Yeah.
It just depends where you're at.
Yeah, because it seems the moon is in one place, and so it's sort of hovering over a specific part of the Earth. Mm-hmm. So it's still going to block out, you know, because it is round, and because, you know, and it's hovering over a round surface, it's going to cover other parts of the world.
Exactly.
Or other country, depending on where it is. But the full brunt of it will get more of a total eclipse.
Right. And then we know, like, the partial and all that. But yeah, it just depends on the angle, which I guess kind of proves that everything is round, that's not flat. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's this one. The demons of darkness will eat men and other solar eclipse myths.
Yeah, so we know that we know what some of the origins of the sun and eclipses are. Have fallen in, you know, past mythology. It's gotten weird lately, though.
Mm-hmm. See. Plains Indians who saw their celestial bodies as siblings, a brother, sun, a sister, moon, were alarmed to see that the two were suddenly converging. An obvious question was prompted, what are they doing, having sex in the sky? But then if that's a brother and sister, isn't that incest?
Yeah, that one doesn't make a whole lot of sense in this sense.
But I think a lot of it, too, is they consider brother and sister not actual. They just you're my little sister, but, you know, there's absolutely no relation. Yeah, like this one, you know, they were talking about how the moon literally looks like it's taking a bite out of the sun until it consumes it completely. Which, like the previous articles, you know, they give names and stuff to what they understand. Which, you know, getting to the UFOs, that's kind of how the past was too. You know, you make up words you can't really make up words. You use the words you know to describe what you don't know.
Yeah.
But,
So, like, it says there's a more intricate version of the story. The guy where it's more of a Hindu legend, it says, involved the sun being eaten by a decapitated head of a Hindu demon, Rahu. The god Vishnu, warned by the sun and the moon, caught Rahu drinking the elixir of life. The immortal head takes his revenge on the celestial bodies by devouring them, but because he has no body, they reemerge after he swallows them. So it explains right there why the sun comes back afterward.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the death and rebirth type.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, it completely makes sense if you actually think on it. Solar eclipse myth busting. Facts and fiction behind nature's stunning event. To look or not to look. Eclipses aren't dangerous. The biggest myth of them all is that eclipses are dangerous. Ken Tapping, an astronomer with the National Research Council, eclipses aren't dangerous. The sun is dangerous. You would never look directly at the sun in the sky, so why would an eclipse be any different? Looking at the sun is always a bad idea and could create a scar on the retina at the back of your eye. And you won't even feel a thing.
And that's what they say about the staring at an eclipse also.
Right. Don't look at the eclipse because it's going to be pretty much the same thing. And that
you're going to get an imprint of the eclipse in your eye, basically.
I know I've got a couple of people that I've seen post stories about, you know, don't let your dogs out because, you know, what would happen if your dog went out and stared up and looked at the sun?
Yeah, and it's not like you can stop them from doing that.
Well, I like to think that your dog, like for some people, their dogs are smarter than they are. You know, I would think that the dogs wouldn't do it.
But the dogs also haven't been watching the news for the past months.
That's because they're smart.
You know what I mean.
I do.
They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but they always seem to have like a natural sense of stuff that's going on. Like, I'm convinced Cassie can read time. Because, like, she knows bedtime and she knows if I'm not up at a certain time, she wakes me up. But, see, what else do they say? Sunglasses.
It says sunglasses don't work. You have to have the correct type of glasses for this. It says eclipse glasses block 99.9999% of sunlight. And so you'll only be able to see that one small percent of your surroundings, but it'll be enough to be able to safely see the eclipse. So you basically, you either need the Eclipse glasses or welder's glasses. And not a welder's helmet. You need the actual goggles. Because the helmet doesn't do, it isn't entirely set up just for some looking at something like this.
And then we also have this one about keep babies safe. It says, there may have been fears about solar eclipses and how they affect unborn children. Guess what? Each day our bodies are bombarded with solar radiation. Think sunburns, which come from ultraviolet radiation from the sun. There are even difficult to detect subatomic particles from a sun called the neutrons that start out in the sun's core, but they don't cause us any harm. During the solar eclipse, total or partial, from the sun doesn't change. It's not going to change. And we also have the Harbinger of Doom, which with some of the other stories we were talking about, they kind of talked about that too. You know, being the sun is being eaten. Throughout history, solar eclipses have been associated with bad events. 763 BC, there was an insurrection in the city of Azure, which happened in coincidence with a solar eclipse. Then there was the death of England's King Henry I in 1133 during a total eclipse, during a solar eclipse.
Yeah, we don't know if that was a total or not.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if we just went back and calculated, it might be.
Yeah.
He died during one of them. See?
So the thing is, with all of these bad events, let's just allow it to be that was a coincidence, and something bad is not going to happen afterwards.
But what if it's just happening before? It's like a full moon. Everybody's going crazy.
People do that all the time. I'm used to it. I work in a library.
Yep. You work in a library and I work in the medical... I do medical billing. So, yeah. We both see both ends of it. It's in the water. That's yep. what it is. It's in the water.
So, you know, of course, we're warning of bad things that could happen in South Carolina. They're warning of lizard men.
Yep. Of possible lizard men sightings during the eclipse. So wait, are they going to come out? Or are the lizard men just going to be more visible?
I think there's going to be both. It says the South Carolina EMD, I'm not sure what that stands for. It doesn't say. Does not know if the lizard men become more active during a solar eclipse. But we advise that residents of Lee and Sumter counties should remain vigilant. If they see something, say something. So it's sort of, in fact, I believe they just said something about this on another show that we listened to recently. And they're pointing out what the message of this actually says, you know, if you see something, say something. That's a good message. Unfortunately, it's also being tied in with lizard men.
Hey. I think it's kind of, I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's kind of amusing. I mean, I don't know. Gonna have to find out and see. So, anybody, if you, you know, you see
anything.
If you're
anything, in South Carolina.
Well, not even there. I mean, up here, too. You know, anywhere. If you guys see or hear or, you know, experience some crazy stuff during the eclipse, get a hold of us. We would like to hear your story.
You know, whether it's lizard men or giant rabbits carrying pitchforks.
The giant rabbits with the pitchforks. That's funny.
We both work on the side of the only river that burns.
Burned. I don't think it's burning.
Hey,
no.
It's not burning now. Don't test anybody, though.
Well, that just shows like what happens when you dump your waste into water. You can burn water, you know? Because I think, wasn't it Lake Erie on fire at one point too?
Yeah.
But yeah, what happens if you dump your waste? It's going to catch fire, whether it's in water or not. See, this is why you need to learn from the past so you don't repeat the past. I think this is where the forehead smacking and the doi comes from, because people are not very, very like, remembering the past, I suppose. You can't forget the past.
Yeah. And then but here... it seems... Okay, it looks like a lot of these other ones that I've got right below it are a lot more the Miz.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the five mythic eclipse monsters who mess with the sun and moon.
Yeah. it looks like UFOs are planning on using the Eclipso also.
Maybe it's going to be a portal for them or something. Yeah, this goes into more of the stuff that we were just talking about, the different gods and stuff.
So I'll definitely post all of those on the Facebook page.
This is the North one, the Norse that you were just talking about. Here's Persia. Ra was in here, I saw. The Hindu. Egypt's the serpent. Oh, this one's kind of interesting. The rabbit. Is that a rabbit?
Which one?
The one with Egypt, with killing the serpent.
That makes sense, yeah.
It looks like a rabbit, but it's got a tail, so yeah. I'm not sure.
Lynx.
Is it a lynx?
Yeah, it doesn't say, but I think it's a lynx.
Okay. That's not a cat. Or wait, it is a cat. It's not a rabbit.
It is a cat, yeah.
Interesting. See, you never know what you learn with some of these stories. I don't know. I find it kind of interesting. Going to kind of have to see what actually pops up during the eclipse or after the eclipse. This one here, the angry sun. The ancient Greeks believed that a solar eclipse was a sign of angry gods and that it was the beginning of disasters and destruction. That's what a lot of these are. You know, they believe that somebody's upset.
Oh, yeah. That's really what the eclipse... I mean, if you look up and suddenly it's, you know, the world is black... You know, you don't see anything in the sky. You don't see anything in the sky, and suddenly there are stars when it's the middle of the day. It's like, oh no, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, when the sun is our energy source.
Right, right. Like, you know, like we were saying that, you know, you don't have the words for it. You just kind of use what you know. Which is probably why a lot of ancient cultures saw, you know, certain things as different deities and different gods.
Well, and it explains why... I mean, if you really look so far back, look at all the different sacrifices that were made to sun gods in order to keep the sun coming back, you know, and then something like this happens where there is no sun when they did a sacrifice, you know, what happened?
My one won't come up. Dang it. I've got two stories I put up here talking about that, but it's the modern day version, I guess you can say, of the demons or the gods or whatever, which nowadays it's the UFOs. But yeah. I had two different stories, and for some reason it doesn't want to come up.
Oh. I've got them up here.
They were talking about how, like, I've seen other videos of different stuff where it looks like a ship has come up and, you know, started siphoning plasma out of our sun. Now, I've also seen somewhere... If you look at it, the picture has been pixelated out, so you get a little black square. Now, what are they hiding? You never know, like with NASA. I mean, we already know they'd like to airbrush their stuff out because they don't want to scare us, which with the way society is going, I can understand that now, more now than, you know, even a year and a half, 2 years ago. But yeah, some of these videos and pictures I've seen... Looks like there is objects ciphering from the sun. You know, is it ciphering energy?
You there?
Yeah.
Oh no, you just went out. That's why I was worried.
Oh no, I'm here.
Okay. This one picture looks like it literally is just a black cube. So
but
I don't know.
The black cube, I think, is pixelated out. It's airbrushed.
Exactly. It looks too even.
I think it's airbrushed. Some people consider, you know, think that that's a spaceship. I think whatever was actually there, they airbrushed it out.
I don't know. It could be the Borg.
No,
that is the shape of their ship.
Yeah, but I think that you know, just putting a blop, you know, on the I don't know what you call it, a stamp, a square. You know, it's the easiest to block something out really quick. I've seen videos of stuff like that where you see, you know, around something round and then it's, you know, ciphering and then it takes off and it looks like, you know, like a hose or whatever you want to call it, go back in and take off, you know, it's gone. So, you know, is that us? We already know, you know, the whole UFO doesn't always mean aliens, but is that us, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. I'm pulling the video up here now, but I'm wading through an ad.
But I mean, it makes you wonder, you know, if stuff like that is going on now, I mean, obviously, most likely, if it's, you know, UFOs or what everybody thought eons ago was gods, maybe it's the same thing.
Well, and I'm looking at a video right now of a sun flare from when they took this photo, and it looks like the fires of Pompeii.
Mm-hmm.
So, right there, you know, anyone could look at that and say, that's the demons coming to get us.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't give a picture of the block in there. Which actually kind of says even more, you know, this could very well have just been blocked out.
Yeah, I think the second one I posted, I think was, it's blocked. Whatever was actually there, they blocked it out. Because it's the same thing I've seen other pictures where you get that weird pixelated square over something.
Yeah.
And no, it's not just NASA. I think Google's done it too. You know, take the whole what? I guess it would be the erase and erase it. It's a dead giveaway doing something like that, that you're trying to hide something.
I'm looking at this one article about two photos side by side of each other. One has another same image, not. But I guess you could see there's something there, Spanish, you know, and this is the second photo again. Or the second photo is the original, someone filled in a block.
Mm-hmm. You know, with the conspiracy theorists, that's, if you look, that's all over. They've done that in so many videos and pictures and stuff. So, but yeah, I think that's all. I think that's all of our stories this week.
Definitely, yeah.
So we all know sunglasses aren't going to block the sun.
No.
Don't look directly into the sun.
Get something more powerful.
Right. And beware of the demon, alien, UFO, lizard men, beheaded snakes.
Ooh,
that are coming to eat you.
You know what? I wonder if the UFO, if the demon lizard men and the aliens who are ciphering the sun were the ones behind the conspiracy to sell the face glasses.
No.
I may be thinking too much into this.
No, I don't think they would. I mean, we already know that the lizard men are, like, behind the wealthy ruling families of the world.
Yes, but if people keep people put the glasses that don't work on and stare at the sun, then they go blind, then they go blind, they're easy to control.
True. But I don't know. We'll see. All right. So, did you have anything else, Bart?
I.
All right. I don't have anything either. Like I said, we'll have all these stories and these videos and stuff posted on our Facebook. You know, if you see anything, let us know. I'm curious if some of these ancient myths and stuff come true. So where can they get a hold of us, Bart?
I'm online at hpc.com. Server of the and Tangentbound Network. You can email at tftd podcast@gmail.com. Yeah. I always put a P in there.
Yeah, tftdpodcast@gmail.
Exactly. If you don't want to remember that, you can find us on Facebook and contact us that way as well.
Or Twitter.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that.
But mostly Facebook. We put up all of our stories on Facebook. So
Facebook all as if I will notification while I am at work.
So everybody keep your ears to the ground, eyes to the sky, stay safe. If you have any stories or anything, any topics that we haven't quite touched on, hey, contact us, let us know. So bye, guys. I will catch you later, Bart. So see you later, guys.
See you later, guys.
Bye.